The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a big believer that, you know, around this time, you know what you need to do to get better, right? And like I said, we're not a perfect team. So, we'll see what the upcoming days have to bring, you know. And at the same time, it is a different group compared to the last few years. There's not a lot of veteran guys, you know. There's a lot of kids that are playing here that are playing to establish themselves in the big leagues. And I hope they cancel the noise, right? And they just keep playing, so.
Asking Nick, Ospreay, I think, in Xfinity Center tonight, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
That'd be a nice show.
I was like, hey, good rejoin, Nick. I was like, Ospreay's here? He's like, I have no idea. Yeah, they're right off the road tonight.
Just in our rotation.
Oh, he's kind of snuck up on me.
Ospreay, good.
Cat went to Goo Goo Dolls last night.
Well, not as good.
Not as big of a fan?
Goo Goo Dolls? No.
That sounds great.
Dude, that sounds horrible.
Who'd they play with?
Ooh, Dashboard Open.
Dude, rough.
Honestly, kind of wanted to go there and feel my feelings.
Just an acoustic and emotions. Oh, get out of here.
I kind of wanted to go feel my feelings at Dashboard.
Dude, Goo Goo Dolls had that one song from the City of Angels soundtrack. One of the worst movies ever.
Yeah, Iris, bro.
Iris.
Yeah.
They'd play that on
TRL. They had that one song? What are you talking about? Goo Goo Dolls had
the one song?
Maybe two.
Name.
They didn't have
Slide.
Long Way Down.
Long Way Down.
They had too many, I guess.
Only one.
Mount Rushmore. Google
what a sad, sad. I think we just Mount Rushmore. I think that was it.
Do you know what the original name of their band was?
A Boy Named Goo. Mookie
no.
Blaylock.
Okay, how about this one? Did you know the song name?
You don't want to answer this one, Bill?
No. I don't want to say because I was going to forget it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Whose question am I answering?
I'll remember mine.
Yeah. The song name, right? Their first hit. Do you know who it was about?
Oh, it's about someone.
Wait, Iris?
No
name.
Oh, yeah. Name. Who name's about?
Right.
Oh. Is it an actress?
It's a
female.
It's a female. Yep.
Is it a musician or an actress?
She worked in music. She now works in politics.
Oh my God! Hillary Clinton.
So do you remember? Kennedy?
The Hill Dog.
Kennedy.
It's about Kennedy.
It's about Kennedy from MTV.
Wow.
She now does political stuff.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
No, the original band name for Goo Goo Dolls was Sex Maggot.
Sex Maggot. Okay.
They changed it to Goo Goo Dolls. It didn't really fit the sound of the band.
No,
so they changed
no.
Much, much lamer.
See, so you didn't like the Goo Goo Dolls, a sick brag there.
No, okay. I didn't like Goo Goo Dolls at all.
All right, well, I guess I'll strike that from the record, I guess.
Noted.
Don't want to listen to them in my car.
By the way, before we get to Cora, some interesting comments yesterday on WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah.
We noticed the eraser for the first time, Keith. At least I noticed him for the first time. You got the binocs out.
I got the binocs out. I saw firsthand he erased Steph Diggs. They were doing some, they would have two defenders, two receivers. Drake May was thrown to the right, probably around the 5-10 yard line. And then Josh Dobbs was working on guys thrown to the left. So they'd run just like, you know, two-man patterns. And nice job by the eraser on Steph Diggs.
How did you erase?
Thank you. How did you describe it when he made the play in real time? He didn't just erase him. Yeah, no, it didn't just erase him. I thought he said he gobbled him up.
He gobbled him up.
So how about that?
He gobbled him up.
The eraser one-on-one with Steph. First time I've noticed him.
Defense looked good, although Jalen Polk did come up with a play. And I also like he's going like Kerry Kittle's one sock up, so he's easy to identify.
Is that a sock or a sleeve?
Well, it's all the way up and down, so maybe it's both. Maybe it's a sock that goes into a sleeve that just never ends.
Doing the Kerry Kittle.
He is. He's going Kerry Kittle.
You know what? He did see snatch that one over
If he's going Kerry Kittle, it might help him.
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Javon Baker earlier in this same drill, they're just kind of skying for some catches here over the coaches who have like a pad to knock the ball out.
Yeah.
Javon Baker fell flat on his face at one point in time, so that wasn't great.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm not falling for the Jalen Polk stuff, but I will say he's making a play here and there. I still don't expect him to be on the team, but he's making a play here and
yep,
there.
Yep, sure.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. I wasn't overly encouraged listening to Corey yesterday, Keefe. I don't know if you were on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways to listen to WEEI. Sean McAdam, I didn't feel great about this, also said the Red Sox have readjusted their sights a little bit to the point where they just need to get a back-of-the-rotation guy, whether that be Charlie Morton.
Oh, we're back on Charlie Morton.
We're back on Charlie Morton. I like
get
his next
out
name.
Of here.
I like his next name more, though, Keith.
Get out of here.
Or Merrill Kelly.
Yes. Oh, see, that's better.
Anybody like that on a rental. To me, those guys are not the same.
I agree.
Merrill Kelly, to me, is probably still not enough at the trade deadline. I'm not going to worship at the altar of Breslow like I have been. But that's a real ad. Charlie Morton is. It might as well be James Paxton for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. Maybe as more durable than James Paxton. But yeah, you end up the same takeaway. Whereas Merrill Kelly, you're like, all right, that's no doubt better than Fitz. Depending, probably better than Bueller the way he's going. And then who knows with, you know, I guess the other guys. But yeah, I would take Merrill Kelly. I wouldn't lump those two in together. I don't know if he really the season he's having. He's probably not a back end of the rotation guy, but. Just lowering the bar. Like, why are we lowering the bar so much?
When's the last time Merrill Kelly had an ERA over 4, Keith? Any guesses?
22?
It was last year. But other than that, he went
that
in reverse
mousetrap me. How dare you mousetrap me?
Other than that,
yeah.
322 this year, 403 last year, so barely over 4.
Okay.
329, 337, 444, 259. Now, that's going back to his rookie year. I mean,
he's solid.
So, like,
what's his K per nine?
To me, that's a real ad. Like, that is not, it's not, I want more than that. Like, that's not, I'm not happy with that.
No, I know.
But that's at least a real
even
ad.
Just this
what was your
season.
Question? What's his K per nine?
Yeah, well, just even this season, K's per innings kind of thing.
Where the hell
you
is
have that?
ESPN, you son.
You got this gotcha
oh, here
stats
you go.
With the ERA, but
eight,
you don't have a strikeout?
8.5. He's 8.2 for his career.
Okay.
Not bad.
No, it's not.
When's the last time he was below 8? Also last year. So that's Merrill
Kelly.
Already
had a down year last year. That's fine.
If that's what we're talking
would
about.
Would you rather have Merrill Kelly, and I know not to spoil the whole would you rather segment, but would you rather have Merrill Kelly or Dylan Cease?
Oh, Cease.
Yeah, Cease.
No, Cease to me, that's a real top end of the rotation type of ad.
All right, rank these four. Dylan Cease, Mitch Keller, Merrill Kelly, Charlie Morton.
Oh, Morton's at the bottom.
Yep.
Cease is at the top. I think I'd rather have Kelly than Keller, but those two are close.
Yeah, probably is. Although Mitch Keller, I would probably go Cease as well and kind of hope that you get what he was last year. He obviously hasn't been as good this year, but yeah, I might go Merrill Kelly over Keller, to be honest. I know Keller is probably the most likely to be traded out of that group.
Nick, real quick, This is not necessarily the greatest guy in the world to report, but what was Ralph reporting in the last break? I just went to his timeline. I don't see it.
Did he delete it? Oh, I wonder why.
It was from yesterday. It was from yesterday, but he basically said the Red Sox.
I'm Kristen Press. And I'm Tobin Heath. We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between. We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So one of 5 or 6 teams that are frantically calling the Twins about Joe Ryan nonstop.
Here's the thing. You don't even have to call the Twins. Just bang outside their door and be like, we're here. We want to make a trade.
Just stand out there with a boombox.
Cut the phone line.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
else
no
can
one
call.
Else can make no
nobody
calls going
call.
In or out.
Yeah, I know.
And you just now you just can't leave.
Yeah. Now you got to make a trade.
Now you got to negotiate with Breslow. Although, is Breslow there?
Probably not.
No, I mean, honestly, that's probably why they're
probably
calling.
Not.
If you were on the road with your team, you could actually be there hammering out deals in person.
Yeah, probably not.
But he's probably not even there now that we actually talked this out.
Can you cue our guy, Evan Drellick, Nick?
Lineup is out.
Yeah, it's a day game. It's a day game today, so the lineup is out. Red Sox going for the it's the rubber match between the Minnesota Twins. They've already changed the lineup. The original lineup had Alex Bregman in it. He has been removed.
Not for the better to change this lineup.
Bregman was in. Bregman is now out. So your lineup for this afternoon in the series finale from Minnesota, final game before the trade deadline, Roman Anthony in left field leading off, followed by the Bull, Abraham Toro at third base.
Nice. in center field, fresh off a 446-foot home run, Jarren Duran.
Yeah, you still want to trade him, huh?
Batting fourth, the now red-hot after being ice-cold Trevor Story. In right field, another trade candidate, Willier Abreu. At first base, they must be facing a righty. Or a lefty. Maybe they're not.
No.
Romy Gonzalez. No. What's
they're
he doing in there?
They're basically a lefty. He'd be hitting much higher in the order.
What's he doing in there?
Yeah.
Batting seventh. Your designated hitter. Your slap hitter, Masataka Yoshida. Batting eighth at second base, Seidon Rafaela. And batting second leadoff and behind the plate, the man with one extra base hit on the season, and Jones and I were there
We were there.
Connor Wong.
Keith, I'm not even joking. I think he's locked in now.
We were at the Connor Wong game. He was hitting the ball right on the screws.
He had some loud outs.
Yeah, loud outs.
Big time loud outs.
And he got a double. We were at the extra base hit game for Connor Wong.
Yeah, we were. I know joke. I now kind of think he's locked in.
I think he is.
He heard all the rumors about a backup catcher, and he's like, not on my watch.
I can't believe they took him out of the game on Saturday. I'm like, he's not in the lineup? Was he not hitting the ball on the button every time?
On the absolute screws.
So he's in there today. So, yeah, not the
best. So Rafaela's back at second?
Rafaela's at second. Yeah, because they got Duran, Anthony Abreu.
Right. I heard Romy was in the lineup and Toro, but right. Toro
replaced
Bregman.
Romy's
at first. So there you go. I mean, Rafaela made another absurd play in center field last night.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, he made a really good play over the weekend at second, but he is much, much better in center field, but again, a novel concept. A guy willing to move around, bounce around.
Bayo on the mound. Do you know who the pitcher is for the Twins? Random baseball player of the day.
Not Chris Paddock. They just traded him. It's not Joe Ryan.
He is a righty. Haas of the week candidate.
Oh, really?
At 6'5", 225.
Wow.
Well, it's 6'5", 225.
225?
6'5".
He's tall.
Yeah, tall drink of water.
My answer is I don't know. Who is it?
His name is Zebby Matthews.
Zebby Matthews.
His name is Zebby Matthews.
Zebby down.
What is that short for?
I don't know. Great question.
I'll tell you.
Zebediah. Is that a name?
Daniel Zebulon Matthews.
Zebulon?
Zebulon. Zebulon.
That sounds like something you get at the pork store, Billy. Hey, I need a pound of Zebulon is what I need.
His friends call him Zebby. I would probably go by anything else. He could be Dan. His actual name is
Yeah,
Daniel.
You could just go by his first name.
You could be Danny if you really like the Y. You could just, or Dan's fine.
Hey, I need a pound of Zebulon over there.
Call me Zebby.
Okay.
DZ Matthews.
Or DZ Matthews.
That's badass.
Go DZ at Discovery Zone. That is pretty good.
That's true. He has an ERA around 5.
Red Sox going to need this one today.
Big game.
I didn't realize they were facing Zebby Matthews today. So big game for the Red Sox. Not loving the lineup.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.